And so for Jane, she sprained her ankle that night on the 25th. They said tragic, you know. And Betty and I just got smashed out of our minds. So I guess if that's the only tragic thing that happens to us, it can't be too bad. It was fine the way it happened, though. And particularly, as I said, we didn't go to the mess hall with Jane, which normally we would have gone. But I, you know, I had a couple of drinks and I didn't feel hungry at all. And then this evening, today is Sunday, and Betty wanted me to go with her to Saigon. She goes almost every Saturday afternoon. See, we work a half a day Saturday. And Betty wanted me to go with her and go swimming at the Circus Sportif. Well, no, that's not true. I can't. Betty belongs to the Circus Sportif. It's a very world-famous, supposedly, resort or club, private club. I think there's one in Paris, too. It's called the Circus Sportif. And you have to have two sponsors that know you for several years to sign you in, and you have to be interviewed. And I don't know, I think it's $50 a year or $100 or something like that. And they have a huge swimming pool and beautiful restaurant facilities and all that stuff. You cannot take a guest into the pool to swim, but you can bring a guest in to have dinner or drinks, that kind of thing. So Betty has asked me several times to join her. But I just not have had any time to myself, Duchess, none whatever, just to do nothing, you know, just to do absolutely nothing. So she went down yesterday, and I decided to stay home. It really has been the first quiet weekend I had. But I wanted to go through some papers. All my stuff is just thrown into footlockers, you know. I just cannot find anything. And even to find these tapes, it's a problem. So I did nothing yesterday. I looked over some homework. I'm trying to learn some of the names of some of the girls and what clubs they work in. You know, we have over 60 girls now, and I haven't gotten all of them down pat as to where they work, you know, because we do an awful lot of changing around, too. So I am studying that a bit, and I came across a number of pictures that I will send you as soon as I find an envelope to put them in. Some other things I did. And then today I slept late and I rinsed out a dress and I've been fiddling with this tape recorder. And it's almost 2:30 now, and at 6 o'clock, Betty's going to come over here about 5:30. She'll be back from Saigon about 4:30, 5 o'clock. She'll come over here at about 6 o'clock. Colonel Persky, who is the IG at Two Field Forces, is going to pick me up, and I invited Betty along, too. I told him. And he's going to take us back to his compound for dinner and drinks. So that should be very nice. And then tomorrow, of course, we'll be on the job at 7, and Tuesday I go off to the Delta. And see, that's the week gone, Duchess. So I won't be able to tape to you again until I come back next weekend. And, jeez, I got so many tapes to me. I owe Carolyn Hogshead made a tape to me. And I hadn't had a chance yet to make a tape to Carolyn to tell her about my new position, you know, getting this promotion. Because, as I say, Duchess, it has not come through on paper yet, and it probably will not for months. I don't even know if Jane put it in yet. But Carolyn was very, very happy for me. And she had heard it from Carolyn Reed, who used to be the chief staff director over here. You know, Jane took her place. So Carolyn Reed's back in Korea, and she evidently told Carolyn Hogshead about it. So Carolyn was just beaming, and she gave me all the news about 2nd Infantry Division, and because I feel guilty, I've never written to Ruth Matson, never. I know I have her address someplace. It's just a matter of looking it up and doing it, but I haven't done it. And in addition to that, I have a tape from Cree. But, you know, she has forgotten, Duchess, and I told her the last time that I only have the one speed. And that's, what is it, 3 3/4? And she's taped that at the wrong speed, and I cannot hear it. So, look at this other set here. I wonder if I could hear it. No, I don't have but one speed. Anyway, so I have a tape from Cree that I can't hear. And there's nothing so frustrating to have a tape and not be able to listen to it. But I've had it now about 2 weeks, and I could go to a service club and get a tape recorder, Duchess, but I just haven't had the time. So I'm still carrying it around with me. I'll probably get to listen to it in Vin Long. What else have I had? Nothing that I can think of offhand. I must make Churchill a tape. I received a letter from her, I guess, back a couple of weeks. Oh dear, so many people. Most people don't have my new address. I never answered Don's letter either. This is the end of September. Starting to go into October already. I will not probably get to Australia in November. That's a little involved. I was going to go with Betty, you know, and because we're both in the same office now, we can't go together. And I didn't put the request in because I was waiting to see if Betty was going to go anyway. And it got a little involved, just, and our request would have been in too late by the time we decided what was happening. See, Betty's going to Taiwan next week, I think, on the 7th. I think the 7th of October, she goes to Taiwan for about 5 or 6 days. And she'll probably wait until January or February to go on leave. And I may go in December. I don't know. Now I don't feel I can go, Duchess. I have so many things I want to do, so many areas I want to improve upon, you know, as far as doing work in the service clubs. These poor girls over here do everything wrong. They don't know how to get anything. They don't use proper channels. They don't use initiatives. They don't know, and nobody has ever told them. And I'd like to see some of that changed. And I went down to the warehouse the other day with Betty, the warehouse here at Long Bend, to find out exactly what they had in stock. And now I'm putting out a list to all the girls and giving them a sample of the requisition card, how to do it, you know, how to get supplies, because some of the clubs are really hurting for supplies. Supply channels are clogged up, and I think this is a very important area. So this is the kind of work I'm doing, Duchess. In addition, as I say, I have met a number of officers, mostly colonels. There's always something going on around here. There's always somebody saying, stop in for a drink and whatnot. Now, there was a big party last night at Long Ton. You know, that's just outside of Bear Cat. I did not go. I wanted to go, and I should have gone because they were really nice people. They are the U-21 pilots, and I know Colonel Schumann, who is leaving, and the party was in his honor. But I just could not. First of all, it was just, to me, another party was what I didn't want because I had things to do, you know. And second of all, I have to be careful now because I cannot go to these parties when all our girls are going to them or some of our girls are going to them. I mean, you have to watch your actions. You know that? Once you become a honcho type thing, you have to be very careful what you do and say in front of your subordinates. At least this was pointed out to me. Not that it had to be, because nobody is more aware of this than I am. And nobody was more aware of it when I was a subordinate, and still am, to my own supervisors, you know. So that I just said no, and didn't bother to go. But I feel you can't go every night in the week to something. Oh, and I don't have, you know, I have enough clothes with me, God knows. But all of them had to be altered again, Duchess, because I thought they were just, 2 or 3 inches too long. So when we were down in Saigon for the conference, I did take in about 6 dresses, and I had them altered at a dressmaker's in Saigon. I can't really tell how they look because I don't have a mirror. I just have a small mirror, you know, and I can't tell, but I'll wear one of them tonight. And in addition to that, Duchess, we have new uniforms we received here in Vietnam to be tested. These are uniforms that they want tested for, I guess, 6 months or so by the Air Force and the Army. And if they're agreeable, or if they come up with a favorable reaction from all the girls wearing them, these will be the new uniforms of Special Services. The summer uniform is not bad at all. The winter is not practical at all. We had one winter uniform sent to us to show us what it looked like, and we had 12 summer uniforms. And myself and Betty and Jane and Beth are all going to wear this summer. plus one librarian, one crafts girl, and five other service club girls. So I had mine altered. It doesn't, I took a 12, but it's tight, you know, in the shoulder areas. I had that altered too. It fits all right, I guess. It's very, it looks like an airline stewardess outfit. It has a blue skirt and a blue top, and also has a white top, and then it has a blue jacket. And it's a lot more chic looking than the silly ones we're wearing now. Only I don't know how much washing and wearing it will take, because a few good stains go in, I think it'll be the end of that uniform. We don't have any dry cleaning here. I think there is some available in Saigon, but not here. In addition to that, we've got a smock that we have to test, a reversible smock. I can see where that would be very practical, very useful. We have three hats, three hats to test, such as a pillbox, a hat like a stewardess type hat, and a tammy. Well, the tammy is a waste because it won't even stay on your head. And particularly getting on and off choppers, we get an awful lot of tar from the road on our uniforms, you know. Anyway, this is, I'm the project officer for these new uniforms. So I gave them all out, and I have questionnaires to fill out. And I told the girls to wear them for, let's see, 4 months. We give them, they can keep the uniforms, but I want the questionnaires back by the 1st of February. So that was something I had to do at this conference. Let's see, I got your letter, Duchess, and I got a tape from you. I can't remember a thing now, but I was going to respond to those pieces of news. I got you the check you sent me. Oh, God, I've got to go to the bank. So I'm going to get any place. This post is so big, you don't have a vehicle to get around. But I got the check for $17. I don't understand that check either, although I know it probably is a reimbursement from the physical I had when I was home, remember? I don't know what it cost me, $25, $50 or something. And I had a picture of your 30-year service. I think, in one respect, it's a good picture. In another way, I don't like it. But I was pleased to get it. And your note. And what other mail did I have? Oh, I can't imagine. Oh, another thing, Duchess, I stopped smoking. Well, not really yet. I stopped, yes, let's see, Thursday, that 25th was oddest day, I tell you. But I made an agreement with Betty. Betty is very heavy. She's short and she's very heavy. You would like her. Maybe you know her. Betty McKinney. She comes from Boston, Massachusetts. And I'm always ribbing her, Duchess, because she'll say Market and Ca and Pack and that type of thing. As you well know, Pack the Ca and Howard's. But anyway, I told Betty that I would stop smoking if she would put herself on a severe diet to lose weight. And so she said she would, and I did not have a cigarette all day Friday, but I found 4 cigarettes when I came home yesterday that were in my cigarette case, in my evening bag, so I smoked them, but now I'm finished. I have no more cigarettes, and I smoked 2 yesterday and 2 today, and that ended the 4. So I told Betty that I would meet her halfway on this, you know. And so we'll see. If she loses a lot of weight, it would be worthwhile, and besides, it's good for me not to smoke, right? We'll see how long it lasts. Oh, God, so many things. This tape is going to be out soon. I just go, Duchess. I won't be able to talk to you for at least a week. Maybe I could get a note off to you. I don't know. I will try and send the pictures and stuff. And I'm so glad you enjoyed the ring. I don't know who that ring belongs to yet, Duchess, so don't get too attached to it. My goodness. did you get the steak knives? You didn't mention the knives. I assumed you got them. And whatever else was in that box. Right now I can't think of it. But I'm glad you finally got them. I forgot to tell you it was coming. But I just have to get rid of some of the stuff because I cannot pack it and repack it. Oh, and I met Ed Starr. Did I tell you? Ed Starr was a boy I knew in Korea. He was then a lieutenant. Now he's a captain. And guess what? He's over here, Duchess, and he's in charge of my billeting. You thought of that? I saw him yesterday, or the day before, and oh, it was so good to see him. Real fun. And I might be moving again in 2 or 3 weeks. But I'll tell you about that when it happens. That just means a temporary quarters across the road here, not far at all. Duchess, take care.